Right, folks, good morning. The time is 10 past 10 and it is Friday, the 24th of February, 2023. So if you're watching this in the future, no point. We'll all be dead anyway. We'll all be dead anyway. This is going to be a war. It's going to be a Ukraine-Russia world war thing. We're all sending weapons to Ukraine to make peace. Brilliant. So anyway, folks, I'm back with, as you've seen from the title of this video and the thumbnail, I am back with another No Fucks. Now, if I do this right, I can get No Fucks wrote up there. No Fucks Given paper review. This is basically, folks, if you're new to the channel, well, I doubt it because I'm probably shedding more subscribers than some bloke losing his hair. Who cares? It's it, the way it is. We've got meetings this afternoon, haven't we, June?
We have.
With builders and architects and surveyors. And I had one yesterday with an asbestos man. I kept well away from him. I didn't want to catch anything off him. But yeah, so we've got, I'm going to do a quick newspaper review. I'll take the dog to the groomers and we'll go from there. Right, so this is where I go through the paper. I look at, I normally use the Daily Star, but the pondering man from Glasgow says, why don't you use another one, Dave? Why don't you use another one? The Daily Star, it's getting a bit boring. So I thought, right, I will do then. I'll do something else. Let's go for it. Hate crimes, right? Hate crimes recorded against the LGBTQ and any other letter you want to bang in there. people. people, right, hate crimes recorded against the LGBTQ community people soared by more than 40% in just a year. Data shows sexual orientation-based crimes rose to 26,152 in the 12 months up to March from 18,596 in the year before. These involving trans people increased from 2,799 to 4,355 for the same period. The total number of anti-LGBT, they've missed the Q out, LGBT, hate, why have you missed the Q out, the Mirror? Why have you missed the Q out? Hate crimes recorded last year was more than six times higher than a decade ago. That's probably because there's more of them walking around now, like Sam Smith, whatever he is. Shadow Equalities Minister Anita Dodd said, the first job of the government is to keep its people safe as we mark LGBTQ plus LGBT plus History Month? We've got a fucking History Month now. Why? Why do we need an History Month? I don't understand. Where the Conservatives have failed, Labour will deliver. Is that all they talk about now, how Labour will deliver? No, they won't. They won't do anything different to any other fucking party. They're all shit. They all give soundbites. They all talk bollocks. None of them ever actually produce anything, right? But on this LGBTQ thing, right, stop telling people, the media and the government and everybody, stop telling people what to think, do and all that shit, yeah? And just let people live, yeah? If you're trans, if you're lesbian, gay, or anything else, just live your life, yeah? Just live your life. And I reckon if we got stopped, if the media stopped pummeling everybody's brains, telling us what we should accept, telling us what we should think and do, everything would be a lot better. It's like the wet paint syndrome, isn't it? When you see a sign that says, wet paint, do not touch, and you have to go and touch it. You keep telling me to do something, I'm going to go the other way. Is that right, June?
Absolutely.
You keep I know people who are gay and lesbian and trans and I did know one, but I don't work there anymore. It doesn't bother me. Just doesn't fucking bother me. But when people keep saying, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I won't do it. I'm a decent enough person. I can relate to things. I can accept you. I've been into shops when you think, now, is that a man or a woman? or whatever. But it doesn't bother me. Oh, but you go into places like Lush, right? And you buy the soaps and the stuff. I buy the shaving stuff. Fucking brilliant, that shaving stuff from Lush. Really, really good. It does a nice shave. It leaves your face tingling. It's good. It's good. So you go in there and it's like, I just want to be served and I'll treat you with the respect that you treat me. That's all it's got to be. Stop forcing everybody to make a song and dance about things. I don't need some bloke walking down the street in high heels with his fucking todger nearly hanging out to tell me I've got to accept gay people and stuff. I'll do it. I'm quite happy to do it. Just stop it. Just live normal. Just be yourselves and do, that's it. That's all we need. And while this is why it's happening, because people are getting fed up with being told what to say and what to do all the while by fucking idiots. The Queen consort appeared to wade in the row over changes to Ronald Dahl's book as she urged authors to resist curbs on freedom of expression. Camilla spoke out as they celebrated the second anniversary of online book club. She's got a book club. Camilla's got a book club, lover.
Oh,
sure. Yeah. So basically, what has been happening is. People have been changing books that was written many, many years ago because it doesn't fit the wokey left fucking agenda. It doesn't fit this fucking rags agenda, yeah, of what's happening. So what they're going in, they're changing the words. They're changing the words. Have we got an example? I thought I had an example somewhere, but no, I didn't do a research on it. But I'm just fed up with it. Once again, The author, Ronald Dahl, wrote the books, didn't it? Have you read many Ronald Dahl books, Junior Baby? He used to do Tales of the Unexpected.
Yeah, I've done a few of like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Fantastic Mr. Fox and Charlie and the Glass Elevator.
I mean, a fox that talks. Any fox I knew that talked was Sam Fox.
They're trying to erase history, aren't they? That's
they're doing it again. They're just trying to erase history. Fuck off! How about you go and write your own books, yeah? That can stand the test of time. Don't just keep going in and changing other things and provoking people and trying to get up. Because what you do get, you get people like myself wound up. You get the normal, everyday person in the street wound up. And then people talk about it. People go, oh, you're a gammon. No, not gammon. Can't give a fuck. In fact, if I'm a gammon, I'm happy to be a gammon because I'm not you. I'm quite happy for that. Quite happy for me to be me. Yeah? Label me gammon if you want. Can't give a fuck. Absolutely couldn't give a fuck. But what I do give a fuck about is when you get dickheads who come in and change. Because with all these people that are changing things now, yeah, in 20 years' time, you'll be fucking changed. It's like when Aid Edmondson and the late, great Rick Mayall came on, and Ben Elton and all that, with their alternative comedy. Let's get rid of Les Dawson and Bernard Manning and all those kind of comedians, yeah? And they're old at, they're old, get rid of them, we don't like them, yeah? This will happen to you lot. This will happen to you lot. You people, you in the future, in 20, 25 years' time, will get cancelled. You will have a new wokeness coming at you. So there you go. Two armed force ministers are at war on spending. Defence. Go on, sweetheart.
I just don't listen to the silly twat.
No, I mean, I'm doing this for you people. This, you good people out there. I'll just do this. Because what happens is, people say, thank fuck you've said that, Dave, because I'm sitting here and I don't know what the fuck is going on, and I'm sitting there thinking this exactly what you, but because you've said it, Dave, it means I'm not the only person in the world who is thinking all these idiots are fucking twats. And that's what it is. So, fuck off. Two armed force ministers are at war on spending. Defence Secretary Ben Wallace, who wants more cash for forces, slapped down Veterans Minister John Mercer for claiming funding has actually risen. Do you know what? I think this could be quite easy and sorted out. Give more money to the forces and stop giving everything to Ukraine. All right, stop sending out missiles and planes to Ukraine, because Russia said the other day, Britain's going to be the first country to send long-range missiles to Russia, to Ukraine. Why? Why do you want to send long-range weapons? What are you going to do? You're going to bomb Moscow? What the fuck's going on? Can we please... Somebody said earlier on, because you'll never get peace talks because Russia's invaded the country. Just fucking call a ceasefire and that's it. Job done. Can we just call a fucking ceasefire? Let's sit down and talk. Because at this rate, it ain't going to happen. 1 year on. 1 year on. I'll get to that in a minute. Women whose retirement age was raised without due notice could lose on the compensation after a government blunder. Campaigners complain. Women against state pension equality says women lost up to £50,000. Another thing, isn't it? We've all got to work long. Is that you, June?
Yes.
And we're going to have to work longer and do more because our government are fucking useless and they're just wasting all the money. And, well, when you get to 60, right, you should be winding down. You shouldn't actually be thinking, oh, God, keep going work for another 8 years and that. It should be stopped. We need to start looking at thinking of people retirement. But I tell you why we're making people work longer, because we haven't got the experience of whatever's we need for today, because kids can't do it. Kids don't want to do it. Yeah, kids can't do it. Just kids. A lot of kids. The thing as well is, kids don't want to learn. They don't. All they want to do is actually go to work and earn 30 to 40 grand a year, 5 days a week, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, finishing early on a Friday so they can get in the book. And that's it. Also, it's harder for kids to get jobs because these companies. I did a video when Ginge got a job. They use these companies called like Indeed. And they're just fucking idiots. They're another waste of time, these companies. Companies don't actually want to employ people and interview them. They'll send them off to an agency. And the thing is, if you use these agencies, right, these companies use these agencies, if they say, we've got 5 job vacancies going, right, if they find them job 5 people, they're not going to get paid again. So they're not going to fucking do it. It's just fucking ridiculous. 5 good sleeping habits could add years to your life. Life expectancy is 4.7 years greater for men and 2.4 years for women. So what are these little tips? Between 7 and 8 hours of kip per... How do you know that? How do you know? Do you get like 100 people who can sleep for 7 to 8 hours a night, which is fucking good, because you're my age, you're getting up for a piss during fucking about 3 o'clock in the morning. And all that. Do you get 100 people who can sleep for 7 to 8 hours, and then do you get 100 who can only sleep 6 to 7 hours, or 5 or 6, or even less? And then do they like, well, you're dead. They're just fucking idiots. Others are difficult falling asleep, no more than twice a week. Trouble staying asleep. The remaining elements are not used. Ignore that. That was just a complete waste of fucking time. So, Ukraine president and citizens remained undaunted last night on the anniversary of Russia's invasion loomed. Now, I honestly thought that when we did the sanctions and we was going to stop buying oil and coal from Russia and all this, and all the companies pulled out of Russia, I did a video and... I pulled the video, to be fair. I put it out there and I pulled the video because I made these predictions, and in the end I was getting a lot of abuse. But what I did, I pulled it down, not for my own sake, but they were starting to attack the family and stuff. And I wish I'd left the fucker back up now. And I made these predictions that this would go on for far longer than a few months, that these sanctions were going to soar. Joe Biden was going to be saying things like, you know, we will finish Russia, it'll be a damn sight worse for them. Well, is it really? Russia's still going. Russia's still ploughing on. Ukraine's doing a world tour, trying to raise money, weapons and everything from countries like us who need them for ourselves. I mean, people are saying, oh, if Russia win in Poland, if Russia win in Ukraine, they'll go into Poland. No, they won't. They won't go into Poland at all. Why would he want to go into Poland? It's a NATO state. We should be sitting down, right, sitting down, saying, can we please talk? I mean, Jeremy Corbyn, through all his faults and stuff, we ought to get Jeremy Corbyn saying, Zelensky, Putin, can we please meet at a table and get this sorted? Because the way some people are talking, like, yeah, let's give them more guns, let's give Ukraine more weapons and more missiles and stuff, yeah, let's show Putin. This is fucking World War III. This is World War III. We need to start sitting down and talking. Why do we need young men in the prime going into a war? How about, I tell you what, Russia, have you got any kids? I don't know if Rishi Sunak's got any kids, and all these fucking politicians and all these people who keep saying we should be going in against Ukraine. Send your fucking kids to the front line. Send your kids to the front line. If this peace, if this invasion of NATO getting closer to Russia is such a, you know, if we need to win this so badly, send your fucking kids. Well, you won't, will you? You won't. And the other thing is that America, yeah, who are helping to fund this war, are thousands of miles away on the other side of the world, yeah? They're going to keep making money. They're going to keep making money because what's going to happen is we're going to send planes to Ukraine. We're going to send missiles to Ukraine. Russia, Germany and everybody else are going to carry on sending stuff to Ukraine. So then we're going to have to buy more stuff. It's a fucking money-making thing. It's just money-making. And all we need is China to get involved with Russia. Now, China, I don't think, will get involved because they like taking money off us the right way through Amazon and the shit that they sell and make out there. But this has got to fucking stop. This war has got to stop because somebody compared it to the Falklands, somebody, and it's nothing like the Falklands. This is nothing. If you think Russia invading Ukraine because NATO is getting closer to Russia is anything like the Falklands, then you're completely fucked. Somebody is going to have to pay for Ukraine's constructions. And Sir Chris Bryant, make warmongers pay to rebuild cities. The UK and other countries have already been very generous. Very, very, very generous, I would say. We've given support to Ukraine refugees, and people now are wanting them. People took these Ukrainian refugees into the house thinking it'd be for a couple of months. I said, this is not going to be for a couple of months. When you've got a family of four living in your house, they're going to be there for fucking months and months and months. And it looks like you've got them in there because you've committed yourself now. You've shown the world that you're do-gooders and you've got them living there. You want to shit in the morning, but you can't go see some 18 stone Ukrainian bloke parking his breakfast in your bog. We have given support to Ukrainian refugees and we'll carry on giving them military support. But Russia should pay to build schools, bridges and apartment blocks. I agree. Warmongers should pay to have cities rebuilt. And that's why, because of Tony Blair and George Bush and fucking Gordon Brown and Russia and America, and France and Germany and Italy and all these other countries that help invade Iraq over weapons of mass destruction weren't there, we should build Iraq, rebuild Iraq. Yes, you said it right there so perfectly, Sir Chris Bryant. We should build Iraq again. You can't just say this and think that Tony Blair and George Bush, biggest warmonger has got, George Bush and Tony Blair, the problems we've got now of immigrants coming here on fucking boats, yeah, is down to them pair of fucking chuckle brothers. Fucking disgraceful. So yes, I agree, we should build Iraq. and Afghanistan as well, because we went through and did that, didn't we, and all. Tooth decay leading to extractions has surged in children, hospital reports. Government data shows under 20s had 42,180 tooth extraction ops in NHS hospitals in England. Now, the NHS, a blueprint that should be used around the world. But this is once again how the NHS is being used and abused. And you're all going, Dave, how dare you? How dare you have a go at our sacred jewel in the crown, the NHS? This, kids having their teeth pulled in the NHS, right, is a complete joke. Shit parenting. Shit parenting. If you've got kids under the age of 7 having teeth pulled, filled, cleaned, shame on you. I know that's an old saying. Shame on you. Shame on you. Yeah? Shit parenting. You're filling your kids full of shit food. You're letting them eat sugary sweets and stuff. You're letting them drink shitty drinks. Yeah? All because you can't look after... I tell you what, let's blame Putin for it. Oh, kids have got fucking teeth extractions. Putin, you bastard! Shit parenting. Come back at me. Come back at me. If you've got kids, right. Ginge, she's 20. Never had a filling. Never had a fucking filling. Never mind having a tooth pulled. Why? Because we taught her to clean her fucking teeth. She goes to the dentist every fucking 6 months, apart from COVID, obviously, because nobody wanted anybody near anybody else during COVID. Yeah? Not had one filling. 20 years old. Not had one filling. I had a filling when I was... No, I had to have a tooth pulled when I was 8 because I broke my tooth. But apart from that, I've been all right. I've had the odd filling now, but I'm 53. I broke the odd tooth on a port scratching. I broke my tooth when I smashed my car up. But I've never had decaying teeth through eating shit food and drinking pop. So if you've got kids, right, and you're having fillings in under sevens, you really, really do need to fucking take a look at yourself. Yeah, come back at me. Come back at me. Have a go. Have a fucking go. I'm not the one there with a kid that's got fucking toothache, am I? Hey. No. It's just logic, basic fucking hygienic teeth skills and not feeding them shit food because they go, oh, that's a Ribena. No, you're not having a fucking Ribena. You've had 6 today. Have you cleaned your teeth? It's gone to bedtime. Go and clean your teeth. No, I don't want to clean my teeth. Why? Because I don't want to. Clean your fucking teeth. It were that easy. As me and Ginge, that it, clean your fucking teeth, Ginge. Did it. Cleaned the teeth. Who's the better parent? Oh, you used a swear word against your child. You bad parent. Fuck off. Fuck off. Mark, you ain't got fucking dodgy teeth. Harvey Weinsteiner has been sentenced to a further 16 years behind bars after being convicted of another rape. Fucking hell. Harvey Weinstein thing is, for want of a better phrase, amusing, because they're all coming, he's going, he's just snowballing them all up. But what I find hard to believe is that they've got him, yet Jeffrey Epstein and all his associates who went to his little fucking fantasy island. Can you imagine it? I wonder if he had a little midget there, a small person, a little person, a dwarf, I don't know what you call these. And going, the plane, boss, the plane, there's another load of fucking friends came in to have a great time on Epstein's island. Yet it's funny how there's only really 2 people who have been done. Jizz Over Me Tits Maxwell and Prince Andrew. You can't tell me there isn't anybody else. Apparently William Gates has been to the Fantasy Island many times. Who's that bloke who was found dead the other day? Somebody McDonald, a Clinton aide, found hung in a tree and shot himself in the chest, but with no weapon found, and it's suicide. It's there in the papers, read it. It's all very funny stuff. Very funny stuff, don't you think? More than half of the 2.5 million people not working or seeking job or seeking a job have mental health conditions. Who was that, Junie baby?
It was my sister.
Oh, June's got a sister. The total of 1.3 million is up 20% since 2018. There's a lot of people with mental health nowadays, isn't there?
Yeah.
It just seems like, you know...
Jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah. Don't want to work, I'll jump on the bandwagon.
Well, that makes everybody feel sorry for them.
Yeah, there's also that. Now then. Teresa Coffey was last night branded out of touch with ordinary people after her patronising advice on how to beat food shortages and tackle the cost of living. Well, the cost of living crisis is mainly down to the war in Ukraine and Russia because we're not having peace talks yet.
Well, is it patronising though? Because there's a lot of people that don't understand the basics of home economics.
Home economics. We were taught them at school. I could make a Scotch egg.
How many kids can actually cook? James didn't learn how to cook from school.
No, she didn't learn. Well, she did. What did she do? She did cakes or something. Yeah. Bloody stupid cake.
She didn't do it very often. But no. I mean, it's, when we did home economics, it was about planning a budget and planning the menu and using leftovers and stuff like that. And it might be obvious to us, but to a lot of people, it bloody well isn't. You've only got to look around.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You know.
With Tesco's, Morrison, Asda and Audi rationing products, here we go, that's down to fucking climate change and shit, isn't it? Another more fucking scaremongering bullshit. A lot of people would rather eat in turnips. Now, this is the thing, June's just touched on it, and then she spoke about home economics at school. And there's a thing going around about... should we learn how to cook a meal for 30 pence? Now, I don't think they mean cook a meal for 30 pence. I think what they mean is, well, perhaps I could be wrong. But me and June did some budget videos. If you're watching this and you're struggling to feed your family on healthy food, not ready meals, yeah? Go and watch some of our budget cooking videos. How many did you do? Six?
Six, I think
we did six budget cooking meals, yeah? Healthy...
sick of the abuse.
Yeah, we would have done more, but we got sick of the abuse. Once again, the abuse. I mean, I can accept, I can take abuse, it don't bother me, to be fair. Because I just tell you all to fuck off.
And you get beat up over it saying you're patronising.
Yeah, there is that. When we're trying to do something good to try to give an example to people on how to go and buy food, cook it and that, but then we get abuse, what's the fucking point? No point at all, is there? But thanks for watching, because I made the money from the revenue, you fucking pricks. Well, anyway, Lee Anderson said once that we should be learning people how to cook, and he's fucking right. People's idea of cooking nowadays are going and buying a fucking Dolomeo, pasta, some ready-made meatballs, putting it in a pan, putting it in the oven. You say, oh, I've cooked a meal, I've cooked... No, you haven't, you ain't cooked nothing. You've cooked absolutely nothing. You exactly, June. I was just about to say. See, that's how me and June are telepathic. We think on the same lines, and this is it. You got to learn how to cook and expand your knowledge. We were cooking meals for four for something like £4 something. It's there, and then we had leftovers, so you got two meals out of it. And this is it, but what Labour want to do is they want to go, oh no, it's wrong, you're patronising people. They're not patronising. I don't particularly agree with this fucking Teresa Coffey anyway. Yeah? But what I am saying is it's there, it's done. My mum used to run a budget. June's mum used to run a budget. A budget? She did have a budget, didn't she?
Yeah, Billy Boy.
Billy Boy. Now, here's the fucking funny one. Keir Starmer. Now, I honestly don't believe how people can look at this bloke and take him serious. Because is a complete prick. He's a Tony Hadley lookalike wannabe. And I honestly don't think that politics in this country is any good. I don't like Keir Starmer. I don't like Rishi Sunak. I don't even know who's in charge of the Lib Dems. They're all idiots. They're all the same. Now, Labour, he did this thing yesterday, and I didn't watch it because I just can't be doing with the bloke. The reason why Labour are doing so well in the polls at the moment is because the Tories are shit. It's not because he's got better or the Labour Party have got better. They're still spouting off the same soundbites they did before COVID. But it's because the Tories are shit. It's because we've got the Asian Mr. Bean running the country. Briefcase wanker. He was there the other day and he looks like Will off the In Between Us. Give him a briefcase, he's there. Briefcase wanker. He's the kind of lad who would have been bullied at school, but we don't like bullies, do we? Anyway, so the five missions for a better Britain. Secure the highest sustained growth in the G7. Good jobs and productivity growth in every part of the country, making everyone, not just a few, better off. How are you going to do that then? How are you going to do it? Are you going to stop investing money in China and India and all those other places and start bringing stuff back here? Make Britain a cleaner energy superpower. To create jobs, cut bills and boost energy security with zero electricity by 2030, accelerating to net zero. Raining. How are you going to do that then? How are you going to do that? Because you put these wind turbines up, people don't like them. Wind turbines only last for, what, 10 or 15 years. You've got solar panels in fields all over the fucking place now. Solar panels, I don't know if you noticed this, Keir, but solar panels only work in the light. So, saying that we have pretty dark days and shit weather in this country, they're not really going to work, are they? And unless it's blowing, you ain't really going to have any wind either. So we're absolutely going to be screwed. Everybody's going to be sitting with an electric car outside the house and nobody's going to be able to drive it because we've got no power. I don't know. Is it just me? Build an NHS fit for the future. Well, you're never going to do that because when kids can't clean the fucking teeth, you're just wasting money and everything. It's just we've got people coming into the country and we're then getting put at the front of waiting lists. How are you going to build an NHS fit for the future? You're not. You're not going to do it. We've got an ageing population. You've filled everybody full of a fucking experimental drug to get rid of a cold. Now people are getting blood clots and every other kind of fucking heart disease that's going. It's out there, folks. If you go and look, there's 1,300 excessive deaths every week pre-COVID. What's happened? Post-COVID. Sorry, post-COVID. I'm getting excited. What's everybody done? What's everybody been told to do? Oh, yeah. Make Britain's streets safer. So how are you going to do that? By reforming the police and justice system. Well, you were fucking good, weren't you, Keir? And Jimmy Savile. Just ignore that one. Put a line through his fucking name. To prevent crime, tackle violence against women. What? So you're going to stop crime against women, but you're all right with men. Why have you got to make it just women? Don't men get beat up? Don't men get attacked? No. Stop criminals getting away without punishment. That ain't going to happen.
Who's calling for that?
Yeah, that ain't going to happen either. You've got, at this moment, we've got police officers who have been looking at kiddie porn who are still out on the streets. It ain't going to fucking happen, sunshine. You're just full of sound bites and stuff. Tell you what you want to do. I'll fucking do it. I'll sort it. I would quite easily sort this. Anybody on the street who's got an actual passion and care about their own country would sort this out. Break down the barriers to opportunities at every stage. For every child, by reforming the childcare and educational system, raising standards everywhere, and preparing young people for work in life. What's that going to be then? How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that, June?
What?
How's he going to reform the childcare and education systems, raising standards everywhere, and preparing young people for work and life?
How's he going to do it?
Yeah.
That's
a good idea. Go back to old schooling values. That could be a very good idea. Let's start teaching some kids some discipline. Let's bring the bloody cane back. How about when I used to sit in school and I were talking, your fucking board rubber had come flying past me head because I were talking. BVM, eyes to the front, please. Because even then I know I was going to be a successful YouTuber that fucking pissed it all up the wall eventually. Just change the battery, folks. So it's all just soundbite bollocks from this politician, from the blue politician, from the yellow politician, and any other politician. They're all fucking idiots. When all it needs is common sense, straight talking. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to do anything. What I want to hear is stop the immigrants coming over on the boats. Stop it. Stop spending millions and millions of pounds putting them up in hotels where we've got homeless veterans. That's what I want to hear. Stop it. I want to come out European Court for Human Rights. Let's start running our own country. I want to stop sending money to Ukraine. I want them fuckers to sit down and talk. I want to fuck this net zero off because it ain't going to work. We're all going to be struggling like fuck. We're all going to be sitting in bloody houses with no heat or anything. It's just ridiculous. I want to stop hearing sound bites and I want to start hearing things that actually mean something. John Motson, he's dead. Motte. Probably, do you know what? Another classic piece of, well, he's another part of our history that's gone. But John Motson is probably one of the few people who worked at the BBC who didn't fuck around with kids. An official has stopped fire and rescue staff from calling themselves firemen after branding the term sexist and exclusionary.
And this is just another example of the bollocks that needs to stop.
Exactly.
As a woman, I wouldn't mind being called a fireman.
I just don't. It's.
What's it matter?
Yeah. When you're in a fucking building that's burning down, I don't want a fireman, I want a fire person. I'm fucking melting. Fuck's sake. Fire Chief Officer Dave Russell said in an email, the words fireman and fireman would not be tolerated. The boss who leads 1,637 members of staff at 41 stations in Greater Manchester warned, use was a form of microaggression and it's damaging our culture. Fuck off. Fuck off. Do your job. Stop talking bollocks. I worked in a warehouse. I am a man. I am a warehouse man. That's it. Job done. I'm not a warehouse them or anything like that fucking balloon Sam Smith said. I'm a fireman. In fact, I'm going to start now taking offence at people who devalue and degrade my gender. I am a man. If you don't like it, you can, all together now, fuck off. Why? Stop it.
This is the problem with schools, though, isn't it? Kids don't know there's a bloody Arthur and Martha.
Well, there is. It is. It's absolute, complete bullshit. If you don't agree with me, don't agree with me. Couldn't care less. This is the No Fucks Given paper review. And I've just absolutely gone beyond it. Do your job. So how did we get to 2023 without all this bullshit? I don't get it. Terminally ill workers should get early access to state pensions so they do not die in poverty, says football pundit Chris Kamara. Unbelievable, Jeff. And I agree with him. If you're terminally ill and you're in your 50s and you've worked all your life, Give them a fucking pension. Do it. Bloody sorted. Cold-blooded shooting of an off-duty policeman in front of his young son. You see, people think there's all peace in Ireland. There isn't. 30 NHS hospitals, buildings could collapse without warning, with trust seeking at least 1 billion in repairs. 1 billion in repairs. We could quite easily stop sending 1 billion to Ukraine and give it to our hospitals. There's that problem sorted. All the work that could be provided. Is that what Keir Starmer's on about? Build these hospitals again. All the builders that are needing, all then the builders would be buying the papers and going into cafes and buying sandwiches and coffees and drinks and Lucozade and all these prime energy drinks that you can't fucking get your hands on. It'd be brilliant. More than a third of people who smoke admit they hide the fact from potential partners. One in four keep shtum on a first date. Those caught half said it killed any chance of romance. Fucking won't bother me. Fucking grow up. Fucking all right, so you have a fag. So what? What's it matter? Fuck off. Bingo all staff, they caught a cat. It was up a 30-foot high ceiling. Unbelievable. Here we go, more fucking talks about bloody Ukraine during the Russian occupation. Has anybody else become desensitised to this? It's like when you used to watch these things where it like showed you the starving kids in Africa and all that, or the ones with deformities, and like you'd watch Minder or The Professionals and stuff on ITV3, and like they put that much in, you think, not bothered. Yeah, I've desensitised to it. Not bothered. I'm sorry if people... I'm not sorry, but if that's the way it is, that's the way it is. You actually become immune to this shit. All these charities that are banging all these adverts out. Stop putting out so many bloody adverts and spend the money on them kids then, you bunch of fucking pricks. Two women are suing Scouts, claiming they were sexually abused as teenagers by their leader. Katie and Anna claimed Philip, for fuck's sake, Philip Pinky Perks sexually assaulted them in the 2000s when they were 16. Pinky Perks. Didn't anybody actually think to have a look at him if you call him Pinky? Unbelievable. An East London school in one of the country's poorest communities scored better A-level results than the top private schools. Well fucking done. A couple of weeks ago, did you know Colin Nolan has got a fucking problem page in the Mirror, lover?
Not interested, don't like.
I only asked you the question. You could have said yes, or you...
No, we don't have paper.
Well, we don't have a paper. The only time I buy paper is this when I do one of these. A couple of weeks ago, we were visiting my husband's family, and his eldest sister and her kids were there too. She's divorced and came up with the idea we should all go on holiday together, as it would be nice for her children. She wants to go abroad in May half term. But I am 7 months pregnant. You know what you do? You just say, fuck off then, love. No. No. Not happening. My husband isn't very sympathetic. He says I'm pregnant, not ill, and that I might not see eye to eye with his sister. Well, in that case, let him go and marry his fucking sister. Right. And this is how the Mirror is. It's just full of shit, horse racing, cricket, rugby league. Bobby Moore, 30 years after his death. Fucking hell, Bobby Moore's been dead 30 years. Jesus Christ! And that's it. Man United 2, Barcelona 1. Just looking at me, give a fuckometer. No fucks given. Thanks for the newspaper review. Watching the newspaper review. No fucks given. Here we go. Laters.